Welcome to the Emotional Journey Podcast. I'm your host, Tyra. Join me in exploring life's unspoken battles where faith and feelings intertwine. Whether it's navigating identity, boosting emotional intelligence, or deepening your faith, you are not alone. Let's journey together towards growth and a stronger connection to self. So get comfortable, grab your notebook, and let's begin. Welcome back to another episode. How are you feeling this week? Not gonna lie, this week I am a little nasally, so please excuse my voice. Hopefully it can come back soon. So let's go ahead and get started. Our topic for this episode is change. And I know a lot of us be having internal battles when it comes to change. You know, my frustration with having to update my phone all the time. You know, a little annoying. Just a little frustrating. And honestly, I'm not the person who updates their devices really at all, but you know, I do it when it's absolutely necessary, and that's not good. Let me tell you why. Because last year I was trying to update some of my old apps on my laptop because they just weren't working anymore. Like, I would try to log on or update an app, and it just kept telling me that my app needed to be updated. And so then when I went to update the app, I kept getting an error message, and that wasn't working either. I tried to update my computer, tried to update the app, nothing was working. I don't even remember the message it was telling me, but I just got confused. So eventually, I had to take my laptop to Apple, of course, because it got to a point where it was moving so slowly. Now, mind you, this entire process of my laptop issues started, it was like a 1 year thing, it might have been 2 years. I can't remember when the issue started, but it was a while ago. And so then it got to a point where it was just moving so slowly. My laptop was not updating, and it wasn't allowing me to download any new apps or update any of the apps that I had. So literally, it was just shutting down. And I thought at that point I needed a new computer. What's completely wrong? When I got to Apple, they let me know that my laptop actually needed to be updated. But they needed to completely wipe it because it had just been so many years since I updated. Ain't that sad? Why had it been so many years since I had updated my computer? I don't know. And so they let me know that I was trying to add new apps onto the old version of my computer that was no longer compatible with the new app. All in all, there was a significant level of change that needed to happen in order for the new apps to be compatible with my computer. And I was unaware until I took it in to get it checked out. Did you know change requires compatibility? And I'm going to break it down a little bit because this is actually a problem that a lot of us have, just as humans. The problem is that change requires a certain compatibility or a certain heart posture. And our compatibility or our heart might not be ready for the posture required to change. And I'm going to say that again. Change requires a certain heart posture. And our heart might not be ready for the posture required to change. And so what then happens is we're wanting this change. We want to show up in a way. We want things in our lives to show up in a certain way. But there might be some compatibility issues. There might be some heart posture issues. And then what happens? We beat ourselves up for not being maybe where we think we should be. In quotes, that should is sometimes gets us in trouble. Because how many areas in your life are you saying, I should do this, they should do that, This should be this way. This shouldn't be this way. How often are you beating yourself up or essentially beating others up for not being what you want, where you want? This is a huge problem because it causes a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of feelings of inadequacy, anxiety, depression, frustration, and so much more. So many other things come from us or things in our lives not being what we imagine, or us not being able to show up in the way that we know we should be showing up. Like, we might know God called us to a certain thing for this year, but we're not showing up in that way. We then, in return, are guilting ourselves, are feeling like we don't deserve God's love, or are even maybe judging others in a sense too. I want to give you a few points that can really help you in your change in how you show up and how you see things. And so, point number one, understand what stage of change you're in. And I want to actually share four of the stages of change. I'm not going to give all of them, but the first one is pre-contemplation. In this stage, a person isn't really thinking about changing their behavior. And this means they just don't understand or realize that there's a problem that requires change. The second one is contemplation. And in this stage, someone is aware that there is an issue and they're thinking about making a change, but they haven't yet committed to it yet. And so they're really essentially considering the pros and cons of changing. The third one is preparation. And this is the phase where a person starts planning for the change. They might gather information, take small steps, make small adjustments towards making the change. And then the fourth one that I want to share is action. So in this stage, the person is actively starting to make the changes desired. So it requires some effort, some commitment, some intentionality to implement the planned changes in their behavior. And so understand just what stage of change are you in? Point number two, give yourself grace. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, the ESV version, it says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Give yourself grace. We don't have to know it all and have it all together. What a beautiful thing that I'm able to admit my weaknesses, that I'm able to give myself grace because God's power is made perfect in my weaknesses. How much rest I can have because I actually don't have to have it all together. I actually don't have to be at a point to where I'm making the change, because I might just be at a stage where I haven't even realized that I need to change. I might just be at a stage where I'm aware that this is an issue, but that commitment to changing isn't there yet. I'm considering it. There's grace in you considering making the change. There's grace in not even recognizing that that's an area that's going to have to change. There's grace in the fact that you're planning out what needs to change, but you're not there yet. There's grace in you actively being intentional about changing and still not being perfect and still having weaknesses, because God's power is made perfect in our weaknesses. His power is made perfect in the incompatibility. And point number three, write out a prayer for your heart posture. Write it out. Write the vision and make it plain. If you know you want to move to that action stage, but you feel like you might be in contemplation, write it out. Sometimes we don't even see our weaknesses or our shortcomings. And of course, we're not going to see everything. And sometimes God even places people in our lives to be that mirror for us. But then also, we aren't always ready to change or ready for change at 100%. And sometimes we don't even see that we need to change, that we need to be ready for change. And that's okay. God's power is made perfect in your weakness. If God is calling you to a certain level of change, trust that His power is made perfect in your weakness. You might not be exactly where you feel you need to be to change right now, but it is okay to give yourself grace. And if you feel discouraged, validate what you're feeling. It starts with the awareness of what you are feeling. A lot of times we might not be aware, and we might not be at a place to know that we are not aware of what is happening. So if you feel discouraged, validate what you are feeling, but don't give up. It's okay to feel the things, but it's not okay to give up because of what we're feeling. If you're not sure what to do, if you feel like giving up, if you think I'm about to give up on this thing, God, I know you called me to it, but I'm about to give up, seek God for His guidance. Be very honest with Him, because He'll show you ways to be effective in your weaknesses. I'm going to be very honest. I'm not a big social media type of person, and I felt God calling me to this thing. And it was very discouraging, because in my mind, I'm thinking okay, but I don't necessarily know how I fit into this space. One, I have no clue how my personality fits into this space. I have no clue what to post about. I'm not really an education, social media type of girly. I don't want to be breaking down facts on social media. That's just not who I am. So I had to seek God for His guidance, so that He could show me ways to be effective in this space, so that He could show me ways to be effective in my weakness. But sometimes God calls us to do a thing and we immediately are discouraged, and then we just don't move. We're discouraged and we give up. And so this was months of battling that internal battle of just okay, you want me to do this, but How does that even happen? What does that look like? And He really just started to give me so many ideas, to the point where now I just write them down. And now I just have my notes and notebook full of ideas. And now it's okay, well, God, now I actually need the courage. Now I need Your guidance in another way. So when I talk about the emotional journey, it's an ongoing journey, because when it comes to obedience, there are a number of emotions that we will feel that are very real in our bodies that might hinder us from doing the things that God calls us to do. And that is why it's important to embrace this journey and to be aware of what's happening on this journey, what's happening in our bodies, because we might look up 6 months from now and look back and be like, oh, God definitely told me to do that thing and I didn't do it because I felt this way. And you don't want to look up 6 months later, a year later, 10 years later, and be like, He definitely was telling me X, Y, and Z, and I just didn't do it because I was afraid, or because I was disappointed, or because I was discouraged. And so before we close out, I want to go ahead and recap the points. So point number one, understand what stage of change you're in. Point number two, remember to give yourself grace. And point number three, In what ways are you praying over your heart posture? So on social media, we start to think like we don't understand why we go through the things that we go through. But understand that as Christians, our weaknesses actually help us to develop our character. By admitting our weaknesses, we affirm God's strength. And other people are able to see who God is through us. They're able to see who God is based on how we show up. How we show up allows other Christians or non-believers to see God's power. They're able to see how we got through certain things. They're able to see our heart posture through certain things. But if we don't admit our weaknesses, how do we affirm God's strength? How do we develop our character? How do we change? How does our heart posture change? How do we become more aware if we can't even admit that we have weaknesses? How does it happen? Change requires a certain heart posture, and your heart is not going to always be ready for the change that needs to happen. But remember, God's power in our weaknesses. Don't forget to share and rate the podcast. And thank you to everyone who has signed up for the mom group that is coming up in April. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to connecting with all the moms. And I want to give our journal reflection. I don't have a song for this episode, but I want y'all to reflect on what emotions come up for you in your weak moments. And just think about that. Look at a feelings wheel if you need to. And then I will talk to y'all next week. Have a great one. Bye.